So I want to start off by welcoming you to Iowa.
Thank you so much. It feels good to be here, finally getting to Iowa.
Start off by introducing yourself. Tell me your name, where you're from, and also a little bit about how you like to describe your writing.
Okay, so my name is Lava Omer Dervish. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Iraq, mainly from the Kurdistan region in Iraq. I live in a beautiful city that's called Suleymaniye City. So I mainly write in English. I'm a poet. Mostly the genre that I'm writing is poetry. I'm also translating works, poetry and prose, from English to Kurdish and vice versa. So, like I've mentioned, I'm writing mostly poetry, but I'm trying also with other genres, such as some journalistic styles, some short stories, and I would like to start off with my very first novel soon.
Okay. Yeah. So can you describe some of the themes you like to touch on with your poetry or your other writing?
Okay. So in my poetry, I would like to touch upon some of the very important issues that is facing us in Iraq, if it's not only in Iraq or other places in Iraq. For example, I wrote a poem about Dua. So Dua is the very first poem that got published through the Lantern of Hope and Iowa Review. So it was about a Yazidi girl that was stoned to death by her family and parents around the places. And I also write about issues such as some of the political issues or some of the corruption that is going on in Iraq. So I mainly go through the... you can see the themes or the issues that we have in Iraq and try to discuss it through a different perspective rather than the usual one that everyone is seeing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, I don't want to put you on your spot. You're on a nice in a nice gathering. You look beautiful tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And do you have any of your poetry that we could hear in your native tongue? In Kurdish. You're a Kurd, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am a Kurd, but I mostly write in English.
Okay, well then in English, just to get an idea of what you do. I don't know if you have anything, and if not, it's
maybe
fine.
Maybe I have something on my phone I can read.
Yeah, okay, sure, take your time.
Okay. So I can remember a verse or two.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah.
And what is this one about that you're going to have a couple verses from?
Yeah, Dua. Dua is the poem that got published in Lantern of Hope and also in Iowa Review. I can remember lines in the middle. Stones rain on me, stones show love to me. All I see is stone, enough stone to build a citadel. In the crowd I see my father. Oh no, wrong.
Okay.
Wrong, okay. Stone after stone made me numb. Stone after stone, I felt how much I was loved. Stone, it was love that made them lose control. And oh, they even hurt me back from the other zone. So that's all that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. And so this is something that we've been addressing here in the United States with immigrants and so forth, honor killings. So you're addressing that, honor killings where a family may actually kill a daughter.
Because she loved a guy that was a Muslim and she was a Yazidi. So in the Yazidi culture, it's forbidden to love or to marry someone who's not a Yazidi.
Mm-hmm. And does this actually happen? Do you know of people this has happened to?
So the Dua case was very common. I think it happened about 10 years ago. It was all over the TV and the media. It actually happened more than once, but like Dua case was more common. It also, years ago, there was also, I mean, you can see it through the news. You have the honor killing issues all over again, at least once in a month, with different issues, different cases, different kind of a weapon, whether it's beating you up, whether it's through stabbing the person or using guns.
Let me ask you, so you've been in Iowa 2 days?
Yes.
And is this your first time in the U.S.?
Yes, it's my very first time in the U.S., and I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, tell me, specifically, you'll be with more than 30 other writers here at the residency of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa. What excites you most about being with writers from around the world?
So, yeah. It's very exciting to be around people from different cultures, different backgrounds, different way of thinking, different way of writing, and let me say, different age range. So I'm 24, I think I'm the youngest in the group. So we have people in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s. So each one is thinking in their own way. Each one is bringing a different culture. They can be a sort of inspiration to you. Yes.
Do you have specific writing goals while you're here?
I would like to have my very own first collection of poetry. I have lots of poems, but like I have not thought about, you know, connecting all of them and make a collection. Other than that, I would like to write as much as poems. I would like to give a try to some of short stories. You know, I have all these ideas, but I've never given it a try to write them down. Maybe I would like to start some playwrights, maybe.
We have a beautiful evening here in Iowa next to a nice lake on the outskirts of Iowa City. What is your first impression of Iowa and Iowans?
Well, the people here are really, really nice. It's similar back in Iraq. So you can ask people for help. They can help you out. They are so friendly with you. They are so complimentary, if we can say so. So it's similar to the people back at home. And the place and the surrounding is very beautiful. It's the opposite of Iraq, as I can say. You have the beautiful river, you have the forest, you have all this green area, and the place is so quiet that makes you feel with peace with yourself, in peace with yourself.
All right. Well, yeah. Lava Omer Darwesh, if I got that halfway right.
Yeah, you're right.
A Kurdish writer from Iraq. Welcome to Iowa, and thank you for telling us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you soon.
All right.
Thank you so much.